Welcome to, and yes, we're laughing really hard for those that can see us on video today on the YouTube channel. I am honored to be sitting here with Mindy Metter and Amy Robertson, two agents here in Kansas City. We're going to dive in and we're going to talk about something I don't think we talk about enough, and that's going to be the importance of client events. And I've watched these two ladies work together, do some really cool client events over the past 4 years. And then after client events, I think I want to touch a little bit on how they have so much fun working together. So guys, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So you guys are with Reese Nichols in Lee Summit, Missouri. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know that, Reese Nichols is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So a national presence with what I call a really strong Kansas City presence with Reese Nichols. So let's dive in and let's talk about how you guys came together and where the client events came from. You got licensed not very long ago, right? Kind of at the beginning of COVID?
End of 2019, we got our license.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so, which was probably a really, really good time. Future looked really bright, and then the wheels kind of came off in 2020 a little bit.
I remember that day. She actually called me that day when the wheels were falling off the bus of COVID. And I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck are we doing as real estate agents? I mean, can we even go into a house? Yeah. Can we even go into a house? And so that was fun to start it that way. And
yeah,
everybody, what looking back now is a blessing because everybody was relearning how to do real estate. Mm-hmm. So it was fun that we were learning with everybody how to navigate real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember at least our local MLS here, and I know it was different in different parts of the country. They were figuring it out as they were going along. It was scary, but it was interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you guys haven't been licensed very long. When did you partner up and how did that happen?
So real, like there's a long history to it, but both of us owned businesses in downtown Lee Summit for many, many, many years. So we have a very strong retail background. Mindy had gotten out. Her kids were a little bit older. So baseball games, everything started interfering. So she just did interior design strictly. My kids are a little bit younger. We still had our business. Mindy kind of was our informal in-house designer at our furniture store. But we sold that in 19 and I had to figure out what job would be next. So into real estate we go, not knowing that we each got our license at the same time. When I told her we were selling the store, she's like, I got my license. I'm like, I got my license. Great. She went to Belton and I was in Lee Summit, and it was Reese Nichols.
Yep. It was Reese Nichols.
Yeah. But it wasn't until we went to, they had like an annual Christmas party and our husbands were all together. We should do something together. What would that look like? You know, so she can go to a football game on a Friday night. I'll answer the phones. Saturday on the weekend, I could go to volleyball tournaments. You know, she would cover it for me. And it took a little bit, but March of 2020, literally our first listing was my mother-in-law's the day before everything shut down. We were like, let's do this together.
So, awesome. Awesome. Cool.
Fun fact. I know what you're going to edit. So very first time we were teaming up and we're putting a video together of the house. It was an informal video. How does it look like when we work together? I was in charge of videotaping. Amy was going through and kind of, we were showing that. You're showing the features of the house.
Yes, because everything was online.
You couldn't have
an agent. I was supposed to be in charge of the video and I was behind her and we're walking up the stairs and I'm filming her butt all the way up. Hopefully I'm not. And she's like, Mindy, why did you do that to me?
Well, I've all handed her back ever since.
So anything's fair game. She can show my butt. She can do, I mean, any picture she wants to post. I'm like, okay, it's fair game.
Watching you over the past 4 years, you guys have, I think, more fun as a team together than most teams in Kansas City put together. And not only that, so there's teams that have fun, but you guys do a wonderful, remarkable job of bringing that fun and that energy to social media, which is really hard for people to do. So if you guys go and you look at them on social media, look at them on their Facebook business page, for example, you're going to see some of the fun, crazy stuff that they do. Well, there's a lot of bathtub pics, if I remember right.
Get dressed.
So what, before we jump into client events, what's one of your more memorable, I'm going to call them antics for you guys, because that's kind of what it reminds me of watching you guys on Facebook. What's something that really sticks out that was funny that happened?
I've got mine. I'm going for it. We were going to, I've got a couple, but we were going to a house, and I think that we had pictures that day, and or staging or something like that, and we were in two separate cars, and staging anyway, long story short, I wondered where Amy. No, she was ahead of me. She was ahead of me. And so I'm coming behind and I see that Amy has been pulled over by the police. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's great. So I immediately do a Huey and I come rolling up with the video camera because I want to get this all on tape. Because she would do it to me. She would clearly do that to me.
Okay, but as of being pulled over, you know, for my plates that might have been like 12 months expired.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I have so much stuff in your car? And I said, just do me a favor, officer. This truck's going to drive by in approximately 2 minutes. Do not make eye contact with her. He's like, what is she doing? She's filming us. Why? It's going to be on social media. She drove by twice to make sure. But,
oh, there's another time where Amy is notorious for running out of gas, and she ran us out of gas. And the first thing she says after she runs us out of gas is, lady, get out and push. So
I had to take pictures of that.
Yeah.
But that, every day is an adventure, let's
yeah.
just say.
Yeah, you guys look like you're having a ball. So let's talk about client events. Tell everyone right now kind of what you're doing for your big client events. And then we'll kind of back into it and talk about how you got started and how that road kind of came to fruition.
I think because we both had retail businesses, and I mean, like, we were a furniture home decor store. Mindy was a home decor store. They're fun, but when we'd have events there, you're asking somebody to give up, like, their Thursday evening to come to your shop to have wine to look at furniture. So event planning was always something that we both loved. And since we both had businesses in downtown Lee Summit, we collaborated a lot, not just her and I, but a lot of the businesses down there. So coming over to real estate, I mean, real estate is fun, but it could be more fun. That's kind of what we thought, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's have events in real estate. I mean, a lot of people will, you know, give pies and things like that. And those are wonderful. But we kind of wanted to go one more step up to encompass, like, what would make us leave our house? Why would we give up a Saturday afternoon to spend time with our real estate agent, you know? And so,
and our loves.
Yeah.
Of what we have done prior to real estate.
So we love to decorate. We love home decor. We love shopping and spending time with friends. So we were actually in her kitchen one day and talking with her husband and just, you know, we need to do something, da 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 da. I don't even know how it came up, but he's like, you guys should rent a bus and take people on the Parade of Palms tours. And I mean, that's all we needed to hear, because then we're like, done. So our biggest event that we do twice a year is, it's open to clients first. So our clients get first dibs on this giant coach bus that holds 55 people. And we start at 9 a.m. and we don't come back to 6 p.m. So we feed them breakfast. We shop at our favorite stores in Kansas City, and then we go to our, like, million-dollar homes throughout Kansas City. We feed them lunch. We shop some more. We have coolers, and we do dinner. We cater in pizza and then bring them home. So it's crazy. It's open to clients first, and then after that, we open it up to our Facebook land, I guess you will call it, and anybody can claim those seats. It's all free. We just do a donation to one of our favorite charities, and it's pretty crazy.
It's a lot of work, but, boy, it's a lot of fun. And the feedback off of it is just amazing. Yeah.
And these are cheap yellow school buses. You guys are getting really nice coach.
We have a driver that's amazing. I mean, we work the date around. If that driver's not available, we're not available.
I think it's so important. Like, the client event, it's, you know, it's for them as well, but it's also a marketing tool. I mean, you know, the pictures go up of us on the bus opening the coolers and here's the giant pizzas. And it's a great way for agents to market themselves as, here we are, normal people having fun too. We don't just sell houses.
So one of my awards for the second half of this year is community and building community. Are you guys successfully building community off your client events?
I feel like we are.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think people.
The smiles and the pictures I see from the people that go to those, it looks like you guys are.
They're usually very, what we hear over and over again, that is so much more than we expected. Yeah. So.
Are you still doing, I remember seeing some smaller events. Are you still doing smaller events throughout the year as well?
So for Christmas, we try and do a Christmas party for our clients. And before we were real estate agents, I don't know, I was invited to many real estate parties too. And they're fun. But again, it's Christmas time. We're busy, but we'll get them out of the house. So we're friends with the real Santa Claus. So he comes and...
Well, and I think that that's something that we didn't touch on is, I think a key component to our events is a kind of a giving back. Like, what would... So for the coach, when we do with the home store, they get a $25 fee, but we give back to Uplift. So that's kind of a big deal. And then even with the Christmas party, because we are friends with the real Santa Claus, I mean, we bring him in and the kids, you know, families, who's buying houses, some of the families with little ones, and they're coming in and they're getting their picture with Santa. Yeah, they're getting their Christmas picture with Santa Claus.
That's awesome.
So they don't have to fight the crowds of the mall.
How do you, you mentioned this already, Amy, a little bit, but is there a specific invitation process that goes out to people? Are you doing anything to build that community through the invitation process, making people feel special, so on and so forth? Can you describe what you do for the invite process?
Well, for the bus tour, we emailed our clients about a week ahead of time. We think, claim your seats. They're allowed to bring up to two friends with them on the bus, because I don't know that I would take a bus tour by myself sitting there eating a piece of pizza next to some stranger.
Yeah. That is
so they bring their friends.
Awesome idea.
Yeah. And then, of course, their friends see how awesome we are. And this is so much fun.
Right.
Christmas party is strictly for the clients and their families. But smaller events that we've done that are not just for client driven, it's more for there's plenty of people that follow us that are not in the position that they want to sell their home yet, but they want to be a part of this funness,
right.
I guess you would say. So we've done in the past where we tell them to go buy a wreath, at Hobby Lobby and bring it up to the office. And then we have a wreath making party and we show them how to make the bows. And I say we, really, it's my mom. But she'll make a million bows and she'll get everything on the wreath for them. We've done bow making parties at the store office where they bring in their own ribbon. And then they make their Christmas bows for their Christmas trees.
We did a flower arranging.
Yes.
And the pumpkin
and the pike vans. So just stuff that brings people in, like brings them into Downtown Lee Summit to our office and makes them feel still like a part of it.
Yeah. Amazing. What impact do you think, or do you see a direct correlation between the events that you do and afterwards your business? Anything that you can track that's measurable?
Wait, we did sell a house after one of the bus tours.
I don't know that they were that statistically... statistically technical to be able to come up with that, but we do know that
it works.
It brings in, we could tell you a couple of houses that are a direct correlation, direct relation to an event.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on events that you guys want to add that I failed to bring up?
I just think the most important thing, and we've talked about this forever, even when we had our stores, it's you can't just say, come up here and take a picture with Santa. Like, you've got to make it. Like, this last year, there was a Chiefs game on the day of our party. And we're like, oh, my gosh. They're never going to come because, everyone's watching the Chiefs game. So not only that, we went and bought Chiefs hats, had the, Kansas City Chiefs put on the hat. We did this and we did that, made sure the game was on at the restaurant, and really always be thinking, what would make me leave the house? If you're an agent trying to plan a client party, what would make me leave? And don't forget about that aspect of it.
And I want to say the ability to punt. I mean, so, I think that the reason the Chiefs game, somehow that got rescheduled. So that wasn't originally scheduled for that day. We punted, made it work. So I think number one. And number two, I think it's just being your true, authentic self, as far as not everybody is going to be able to pull off chartering a bus to go out on the homes tour because that wasn't a part of their life before real estate, or they can't speak to home decor, they can't speak to staging or anything like that. And I think it's got to be an event that works, that is something that resonates with the real whoever it is that they met.
So when it comes to funding these events, are you leveraging any of your business partners, or are you guys picking up the tab for that?
It's us.
It's you.
Yeah. Well, Melody should be smarter with it. But that's out of us. I would say our business, some people, business partners put stuff, we do swag bags, things like that, and they'll give us product for that, which is great. But it's us.
That's honest. So for an agent that's listening to this that is not currently doing client events, and Minnie spoke to this really well, that what you do isn't a fit for everyone else, and that makes complete sense. I don't think I could pull that off. I don't. But for an agent that's just wanting to get started with client events, what advice, what suggestions do you have?
I would just look what's popular. I mean, what's popular? Is it fresh flowers? Right now, everyone seems to always go to the farmer's market and buy a $20 flower arrangement. Go speak to that vendor or somebody that grows flowers and bring them to your office and just tell clients, hey, we're going to have a client appreciation party and you're all going to make a ball bouquet to take home today. So just do it and get started. And even if you have two clients, invite those two clients, but then invite your mom and your aunts and your cousins and whoever, because it's all about the pictures that go out on
social media. So it, you can fake it too, right? Until you make it.
And I would say it doesn't have to be something that's expensive. I mean, you bring in Papa Murphy's pizzas, you bake it yourself. And I mean, just something just to create excitement. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one thing you said that I just absolutely loved was for your bus events, you have them invite two friends. I think that's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Way to spread your influence and do it a really favorable way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. So you guys, we already talked about the fact that you're having way, way too much fun. So working together is really hard for some people when you guys are in stressful situations, when it's long hours, long days, and long weeks, like real estate sometimes is, whether it's a husband, spouse, whether it's just two business partners. When you guys have a bad day, or when one of you is having a bad day, how do you turn it around? Do you lean on the other one? What's some tips when it comes to working together?
I will say first, I don't believe in partnerships. I just watch too many fails. So to do this together was a big step. I would say I probably have more bad days than Mindy, so she probably has to watch me go up and down and up and down.
I don't know about that. I think that I think because there's two of us, usually we're not having a bad day on the same day. I mean, there's things that, and then, you know, when you're working with people, there's certain people that like a transaction is kind of grinchy at the moment, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is not going well. And that might not bother Amy as much as it bothers me. So we have different hot buttons of what really bothers us. And so I feel like the other one can talk the other off the ledge pretty well. About,
yes, 100%. There's times where I'm losing my mind over something and I
don't do that. Get over it. And then we have to, I don't say get over it, but I'm like, oh, that was funny.
It's not. I'm really upset.
Is that the laugh?
And that's it. She's like, really? That's what you're so should I tell you one quick story about that?
Yeah. And then I was going to ask about what's going on with her current transaction.
Yes.
You were telling me.
But also, okay. Well, one of the things that we found out that would upset one of us, but not the other, is one of the first times we went on a listing appointment together, and we quickly learned that we do not say prices until after we get out of the room together, because there's two of us and we have two different opinions. And we sat in this home and they're lovely, lovely people, but the house was very dated. And I'm sure in the prime of its life, it was top dog, but that was many years ago. So we're sitting in there and
35.
Mizzy asked the question that she always asks the seller, you know, what price are you wanting? Blah, blah, blah. And he says, well, I would like this. And I mean, I instantly started sweating. I mean, like armpit sweat, head sweat. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're never going to be close to that number that he wants. And Mindy over here says, oh, well, I got to tell you, if you're a little off. I'm like, oh, good. She's going to talk some reason. She only went down like $10,000 from its number. And I was thinking like $115,000. So from that moment forward, I'm glaring at her and I'm staring at her like, get us out of this house immediately because we need to have a talk. And that's what she did the entire ride home. She's like, I drove by the house 17 times and kept showing her why.
It's true. She kept driving by and pointing out all the bad. I'm like, okay.
And then it would laugh like that. So, you know, there's moments we don't always agree on everything, but there's never like a Mount Rushmore blow up thing about it. So
we didn't know that about ourselves, but we found out that day that I'm consistently going to, most people in a transaction are going to like me because I'm going to consistently shoot for the moon, and she's going to consistently be the conservative one. And then usually we find out
the number in the middle.
The number in the middle is where we are going to usually land.
Yeah, that works so well.
Yeah.
Works so well. So what's going on with Mindy's house?
Mindy is buying and selling a house, like this week. She closes next week. Everything's good. I'm just here to tell you, I'm curious, and maybe that should be a future podcast. When a real estate agent sells their house, do they forget everything that they've ever learned? Do they become your typical buyer and seller? Because this one has.
I'll go ahead and I'll say this about myself. So the day of pictures, and I prior to real estate, I did interior design. And so I actually would work for real estate agents and get a house ready to go on the market. And so I would come in and be the bad guy. So I would say the things to the real or to the clients that the real estate agents didn't want to say to their clients. So I would be like, this needs to go. They would give a little resistance. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I'll move it to your garage, or, you know, I would just get the house ready. So I was used to saying things that people necessarily didn't like. So sure. I feel like I have done that for the last 20 years. But all of a sudden, it's time for my picture day. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, things are, I have completely forgotten what to do. So Amy had to come in and just completely ground me, which I think that's why this partnership works anyway, is because when I'm in a spin out, she grounds me. And when she's in a spin out, I ground her. But she came in and completely grounded me and was like, okay, well, the first thing we need to do is turn on all the lights in the house. And that is turn on a light. 101, turn on the lights in the house. So it's been a fun process.
It's been interesting.
And that's why I know that you should always hire a real estate agent, because you lose perspective when it's your own. You need to have somebody going before you and being your representation. So
until
here's my representation.
Inspection report
is a personal reflection on you. It's a house.
You
that would be to my husband, not me. But yeah, okay.
And so what do you think is going to happen? And this is for the Kansas City real estate markets. We're in a really unusual circumstance right now, where what's going on the coast is not reflective of what's going on in our part of the country whatsoever. But for Kansas City, what do you guys, and I'm not going to hold you to this in 6 months, see for real estate here in the next, let's say, 4 to 6 months?
Don't we know?
Yeah.
First of all, I actually think that now is a better time to buy than it was when the market was red hot. And it's mostly because people aren't having to go so far over and guaranteeing money over appraisal. I feel like they're not having to give up their first and second born to get the house that they wanted. So I feel like you can, maybe it's a little bit more of an interest rate that you're paying, but you're getting the house at the appraised value of the house. So that's number one. Number two, we actually heard this today, and we keep hearing this consistently, that election years, that interest rate typically goes down. And so I actually think that even most of the mortgage companies now are, you can buy now and then they'll waive the appraisal or whatever for a refinance later. Yeah, and I think it's a great time to buy.
So for buyers right now who are sitting on the sidelines or who are on the fence right now, what would you tell them?
Well, I know, I mean, and I hear it at the ballpark, at my church, everywhere I go, that interest rates are so high. I mean, they are compared to last year, but historically they're not. And a lot of people roll your eyes when you tell them that. But to Mindy's point, you may be paying more in interest rate today than you did last year. But last year you would have had about a suitcase with $30,000 of cash to the closing fee. And I guarantee you probably wouldn't get the house, because the houses were flying off the market, so that there wasn't a chance to pause and think about what house you wanted. You got it. You got 30 seconds to see the house and you're like, I'll take it.
Yeah. And I'll waive all my inspections and I'll give you cash,
you know.
Yeah.
So it's still pretty hot. I mean, things are still selling very quickly. The most important thing is pricing it right. And they go with Mindy's price, it may sit a little bit longer. If they go with mine, they're giving it away. So that's why we always go for that middle price,
right,
to where it will still sell quickly.
Any other advice for buyers or sellers right now that are out there that may be listening to this?
Just jump in.
That's what I was going to say. Just do it.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Because who knows what tomorrow holds.
Yeah.
All right. So a couple wrap-up questions that are out there. What's probably the single most important thing that you do, and this is, I'm going to ask each of you separately, every day that makes you successful? What's the one thing you do every day or on a regular basis that you feel makes you successful?
I just wake up grateful.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like waking up with an attitude of gratitude.
It's probably because we owned retail businesses for so long. I owned a retail store for 20 years. And not that retail was like this horrible world or anything. I loved my 20 years of what I did. But this world is just so different that I can't not wake up every day and feel grateful. So when we go to a client's house, I feel so grateful. When I get to drive to Overland Park to meet here, I feel so grateful. That was just so different than my previous life that I really thank God every day. And I think that makes a difference, because I know there's unfortunately a lot of people that wake up and don't get to have that same feeling. But I think that it shows in our work, and it shows when we work together how appreciative we are of what we get to do.
Yep. And great, in my opinion, grateful for this life of real estate, because my gosh, it is fun. But grateful that, when we teamed up on paper, you think, oh, this is going to work. This should work. I know that I work hard, but I knew that she worked hard, just as hard or harder than I did. And, you know, you just don't know until you kind of do that trust fall into it. And just that very, very grateful that we found each other. I think we found number one, a friend to work with, but that understands the
the mires that sometimes you go through every day. I mean, some of the most uncomfortable positions I've ever been in are in real estate, which looking back now is funny. I mean, when you're sitting there and you're just in a sweat gown because it's so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. I mean, number one, that's your growth zone, right? You're learning things. But number two, just thinking, oh my gosh, I have somebody that's right here that understands what I'm going through on a daily basis. So grateful that we get to sell real estate, grateful that the life that we had before has taught us so much about the life that we're living now with in selling real estate. And number three, I guess, grateful that our families deal with us.
True.
Yeah. Well, it's long hours.
Yeah.
Long hours. So you guys siege your own homes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like, does that cause conflict?
No. I don't think that's on conflict.
You guys work great on that. I assume you do.
No, I don't. So I think that we've been moving furniture our whole life, so that part of it is not a big deal at all. I just love that part.
Yes. Yeah. Is that one of the more rewarding parts of the job?
Yeah. For me.
Because it ties in your past so much?
We hate bringing it out of the storage unit. And we hate unloading it after we've sold it. But once you get it into the house and you drop it there and you're like creating something, that it's amazing.
Yeah.
So at any point in our life, I miss going to market and buying all the stuff for our store. You know, spending obscene amounts of money buying all this stuff. So we get to go shopping and we buy our staging stuff. But the best part is we usually try and get the people out of there while we do it. Remember that old show,
While You're Out?
It's so fun. And then they come back in and they almost don't want to sell their house because they're like, this looks so amazing.
Oh, but wait a minute. We're here for a reason.
We did find happy people. We are selling. So it's not, I mean, that's, oh, some of the best weeks.
Well, and that's going to be a value added that you bring to new clients as well, is being able to vision and help them with, you know, this could look like this and so on and so forth, which I think a lot of real estate agents struggle with because they don't have that vision, that foresight.
One of the bigger compliments that we've ever received, and we hear it, you know, quite a bit, like when the house is set up and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. I can't believe I never thought of setting my house up like that. That's a fun day.
What is the one piece of advice for a real estate agent out there that's either new or struggling that you need to build?
I'm going to say, just keep going. Don't quit. I think so many people quit before the magic happens. And I think that people see us and they see it as instant success, and they don't see the work that we did ahead of time. It wasn't like the people that we're working with are people that we've worked with for a long time. So it takes time to develop relationships, to develop trust, and just don't quit. I mean, you had a dream. Don't give up on that dream.
And keep putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
So in my former business is when kind of social media exploded, I guess you would say, like 08, 09. And one of my friends came to our store and put the camera in front of my face and said, we're going to make a video of you opening this box. I was like, nobody's going to watch that. I did. And I sold like 5 things out of that box that day. So that's what I tell new agents when they come in through the office all the time. I'm like, I know I don't like the way my voice sounds. I definitely don't like the way I watch the videos, look, all that stuff. For Mindy, I'm always shoving the camera in her face. But you have to put yourself out there to build the trust that Mindy's talking about so that they understand you do sell real estate. You're not going to quit in 2 months. So you just have to keep going and putting yourself out there, letting people know what you're doing.
Correct. Great.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
No. And kudos to Amy. Amy is the social media girl. I mean, yes, she puts my face on it, but she is so good at one of the things that I really, really like about her is like she'll write exactly like she speaks. So I think that's a good quality. You know, I think it makes it, some people will get on there and just try to be so not themselves. And I'm like, she'll write it. And I'm like, yeah, I can just see that she's just in her head talking away. Yeah. I think that's huge.
So you're not taking the ChatGPT shortcuts that everyone's taking right now?
Okay, I tried it one time and I read with that chat person, whatever they are, wrote. And I was like, I would never use that word. I can't speak that way. And I do think she said it best. Your authentic self is what everyone wants to see. I think there's pluses to it. I do. It's just probably not for us because we're never perfect.
No. So how can people, if they want to see some of the antics on, let's say, Facebook, how can they find you on Facebook for your team, for your business page?
So we did make a business page, which I think is different than a lot of people out there. So it's not our personal page because that's for me and my very friends and my family and safe identity. So we have a business page, Amy plus Mindy Homes and Lifestyle. And it's kind of, I don't want to say vloggish style, but you're going to see the houses we sell or closing photos. But then we're going to show you, you know,
how to decorate a mantle, how to
ourselves, where I like to shop, things like that. So it that's where we are primarily. We are on Instagram too with that same handle. I'm working on it. It's just time of every day. I spend a lot of time on our business page. That's where I would go to look for us.
Yeah, no, and that's where I follow you guys the most. That's where I see, I call them the antics again. You guys, it's not scripted, it's not staged. You guys look like you're genuinely having a great, great time working together.
Every day, we do.
Last question, all right. Mindy, what's your spirit animal?
Who? Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so they were not given any of these questions in advance. So
maybe I should sing your spirit animal and you sing my spirit animal. Okay. I think you should be a spider monkey.
I was going to say a Wolverine.
What for you? Oh, I know. A tigress.
Ooh.
Yes, we both are. That's our spirit animal.
Because we were named that by somebody else, that we were,
our client called us, he said that we were his bulldogs. And then he said he shouldn't be calling us dogs. So we call us the tigresses. Is that even a thing?
Tough negotiation, I'm guessing, through that transition.
Minnie is the negotiator.
But Amy makes fast friends. Amy, if you want to, I don't know, that's why it's a good mix again. I mean, I will hold the line for us and she will make a fast friend.
For $5, she will hold the line. She will not give it up. And I'm like,
I need to win.
You guys, thank you so much. This was wonderful. I had a blast. Keep doing what you're doing. It's working. Guys, go check them out on their business page on Facebook. And if you're not doing client events,
do it.
Do a client event. Put something together. Start small. Work your way up. Leverage your business partners for funding if you need help with that. And just make it happen. Just as you guys said a half a dozen times, just do it.
Yep.
Just do it. Thanks.
Thank you.